Throughout the summer, Nome's horizon is dotted with oil tankers, cargo vessels, and foreign icebreakers, anchoring offshore to avoid the port's shallow depth. A recent stopover by the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Monroe raised questions about Nome's inability to host patrol vessels that help ensure the nation's security in the Arctic. KNOM's Emily Russell was aboard the Monroe and has this story.
Not long after Chinese warships teetered on the edge of American waters during President Obama's trip to Alaska last month, and amid high tensions between the U.S. and Russia, a recent visit by the U.S. Coast Guard put the nation's need for Nome's port expansion into stark relief. U.S. Coast Guard Captain Samuel Jordan says Arctic ports that can accommodate ships like the cutter Monroe are few and far between. While patrolling the Bering Sea, he says the Coast Guard would benefit from deeper dredging at Nome's port.
We take advantage of any port that we can bring the ship into, especially logistics-wise. Having another logistics hub for us is always beneficial.
Jordan captains the Monroe, and at Nome's current depth, he was forced to anchor the cutter miles offshore, ferrying goods and personnel to the docks in 25-foot dinghies. Just about half of the Monroe's crew came ashore to do volunteer work cleaning up the docks for the afternoon. The crew crossed paths with Mayor Denise Michaels, Harbor Master Lucas Stotts, and members of Nome City Council at the small boat harbor. The Nome reps had been invited for lunch aboard the Monroe. Donning Coast Guard-issued survival suits, the group hopped aboard one of the dinghies and set off into the choppy seas. Over chicken tacos, Mayor Michaels told the captain that Nome's inability to host Bering Sea patrol vessels, such as the Monroe, leaves not only the city or state, but the rest of the country vulnerable.
If you wanted to infiltrate the U.S., what more better place to do it than the Arctic, because there is nothing. There is no homeland security, so it's just an interesting time for national security, homeland security.
Nome's role in national security has also been a topic of heated debate at recent Port Commission meetings.
The relationship with Russia and the geopolitical forces going on with our oil development and defense of our country just makes Nome even more important. And for us to ignore that would be a dereliction of duty.
At last week's meeting, Port Commissioner Roland Trowbridge used Nome's strategic location to advocate for deeper dredging. The current port expansion plan, which was finalized at a recent milestone meeting hosted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, is to dredge to just 28 feet. But Port Director Joy Baker explains that, to meet the needs of cutters like the Monroe and additional Arctic support vessels, it needs to go deeper.
You can't call it an Arctic port if you can't accommodate the nation's icebreaker fleet. So that's why we've glommed on to the 36 number.
The 36 number being the depth needed by icebreakers to safely enter and dock in Nome. Back aboard the Monroe, the Nome delegation crunched through churros and quickly zipped back into their survival suits. While waiting to climb down the 20-foot rope ladder that hung off the side of the Monroe, Nome's mayor emphasized the importance of the Coast Guard's presence in the Arctic and Nome's role in national security.
We want more presence in the Arctic, and anything that we can do to promote the port of Nome is good for all of us.
While many hope the Monroe will someday be able to dock at a truly deep draft port in Nome, for now the Corps of Engineers is moving forward with its plan for a depth of 28 feet. It's clear, though, that a deeper depth would cut down on the number of dinghy trips and even aid in the Coast Guard's national security efforts in the Arctic. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.